Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I don't know how long it's going to be. What do you guys think? I can't imagine it's going to be that long. Well, first off, he can't stay awake that long. Right? Come on. Work with me here. And secondly, I think once he starts stuttering, getting confused and everything else, it's going to be a problem. Yeah, let's kind of listen to the opening. A tad. What do you think? Okay? Let's have some fun. Let's try to have some fun with this.
And her husband. Second gentleman. Chief Justice. Members of the United States Congress and the Cabinet, distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. While the setting tonight is familiar, this gathering is just a little bit different. A reminder of the extraordinary times we're in. Throughout our history, presidents have come to this chamber to speak to Congress, to the nation, and to the world, to declare war, to celebrate peace, to announce new plans and possibilities. Tonight, I come to talk about crisis and opportunity, about rebuilding the nation, revitalizing our democracy, and winning the future for America. I stand here tonight, one day shy of the 100th day of my administration, 100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, after just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
What, for the biggest unemployment numbers since Oblivo?
Turning peril into possibility, crisis to opportunity, setbacks into strength. We all know life can knock us down, but in America, we never, ever, ever stay down. Americans always get up. Today, that's what we're doing.
Can you really call it a joint address?
Choosing hope over fear, truth over lies, and light over darkness.
Did his tongue fall off? Truth over lies? Did he actually just say that?
Take off, in my view. We're working again. Dreaming again.
We're working again. The numbers are lower. I mean, the unemployment numbers are higher. Businesses are going out of business. Yes, because of the pandemic, but he's not doing anything to fix it. Oh, this is going to be fun.
100 days ago, America's house was on fire. We had to act. And thanks to extraordinary
All right, I don't know if I can do this. Pelosi, I mean, I can't, this much, my boots don't go high enough to cover this much human excrement. You know what I'm saying?
We did act. Together we passed the American Rescue Plan.
Together we put America in such debt we won't be able to pay this, even with your great-grandchildren coming along. You know what I'm saying?
We're already seeing the results. After I promised we'd get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots into people's arms in 100 days, we will have provided over 220 million COVID shots.
You know, the part that... Okay, I got to stop. I got to hit it in, all right? These were the people that were screaming it was impossible to do. And they did nothing. They changed nothing. They did nothing to bring more shots to the market. How in God's creation? This man is taking credit for this. Just shows you how much of a liar... I got an itch. Shows you how much of a liar he actually is. Or they are, I should say. They're allowing him to say this. They're allowing him to get away with this. And I don't know how... Again. I hope this is like the Oscars. It is the lowest viewed event on TV. There is nothing here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. No, we're going to hear a little bit more. I want the giggles.
Go get vaccinated, America. Go and get the vaccination. They're available. You're eligible now. When I was sworn in January 20th, less than 1% of the seniors in America were fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Oh, thank you, Governor Cuomo, right? I mean, come on. These guys can't find the truth in any situation. If you put it in a bag, you mark the truth, and you put it in their hand. Seriously. I find this just funny. You know, who's making fun of my shirt? It's not a bowling shirt. They were on sale. Now I know why. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's start with that shirt. Copa's in your host. Listen to Real Time GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Come on back. Some more giggles. Based on what... I can't call him the president. Copa's in your host. We'll be back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
The list of the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than, as I say, absolutely nothing. And that's what some of you are doing. You're waiting, you're sitting back and you're waiting. I don't know what you're waiting for or why. But you know you can do something now. You know, and the more you listen to this, you've got to be getting irritated with Biden taking pretty much, well, the Dems do this all the time anyway, taking credit for everything that's going on. Right? Taking credit for the vaccines being ready. Remember, under his administration with Oblamo, right? What happened to the N1H1 vaccine? What happened to that? How long did it take? And they still didn't have that. There were so many things they did not have. They did not have handled. And they're actually going to try to take credit for all of this. And it's really sad. Now, I'm hoping that most of Americans get this figured out, which you'd have more faith in them than I would. Let's just put it that way. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, you know what? Okay, some of you asking me, just play it and have fun with it. I don't know if you have fun with this. I ate a late lunch. And you know what? I just don't want to, I don't want to heave all over the desk. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, maybe we can listen just a couple of minutes, right? What do you think? You guys are better at this than I am. I just am not happy about this.
American Jobs Plan will help millions of people get back to their jobs and back to their careers. 2 million women have dropped out of the workforce during this pandemic. 2 million. And two...
What about the men? Seriously, everybody. There's a boatload of people lost their jobs during this. But see, he's going to single out certain groups. He's going to single out, you know, blacks. And I don't even think he'll single out Hispanics, frankly. Right? And the jobs plan that he has, it's a green jobs plan. He won't tell you the truth.
If you think it's not important, check out in your own district, Democrat or Republican. Democrat or Republican voters. Their great concern, almost as much as the children, is taking care of an elderly loved one who can't be left alone. Medicaid contemplated it, but this plan is going to help those families and create jobs for our caregivers with better wages and better benefits, continuing the cycle of growth.
Yeah, they tried this in California. We're $180 billion in debt here. They tried to make caregivers for homeless. Instead of giving some kind of, a way to kind of pay them or offset expenses or. Right? They want to bring them in. They want to turn them into union. Union people. You know, and make them similar to healthcare providers. Now, look. My wife takes care of her mom. Many of you know that. And it's a lot of work. It's a big job. Not one time has she said, hey, if the state doesn't pay me for this, we're going to stop this. Because it's a family member. It's somebody she loves and cares about. Now, I realize you need a little help. I'm not trying to say you don't need any help at all. But these people never know where to stop with this stuff. Never.
Look. Think about it. There is simply no reason why the blades for wind turbines can't be built in Pittsburgh instead of Beijing. No reason.
Well, yeah, there is, because you owe them something. You, the guys that started this. Who started all this green stuff? It was you. And Oblamo and a few others. And you sent this to China. You know, the bulk of our transformers for regular electricity are sent to come from China.
I mean, there is no reason. We have the capacity. We're the brightest, best-paying people in the world. The American Jobs Plan is going to create millions of good-paying jobs. Jobs Americans can raise.
This is what I love. Nobody calls it, but even his own people just admitted recently, and when you look at the numbers, it's going to cost jobs. It's not going to create jobs. But we, for some odd reason, we feel the need to continue to... Well, not we. You guys are smart. I got it. But somebody feels the need to keep lying about this when working through it, right? And frankly, a lot of people have dropped out of the workforce. You guys in the chat room are so smart. And a boatload of people have dropped out of the workforce. Why go back when you're making more money on unemployment? In California, at the lowest level. I think we calculated it out and then spoke to, kind of confirmed it with a few people. That depending on what you're doing and where you were working before time, you make anywhere from $600 to $750 a week. Hello? 600, let me say that again for those of you who can't add that fast. 600 to $750 a week. Are we for real? And you think you're going to go back to work? I mean, even if you were a service worker in a restaurant and such, how much money are you going to make? I mean, when you think about before when the place was packed and people were waiting to get in, now you're talking about 25%. How much are you going to get in tips that way? How fast are you going to be able to turn tables that way? Well, you're not. And think about it. If you're a service person, you don't have to be on your feet all day. You make it up more than enough to pay your rent and such. Let's get them in for another minute or two.
Jobs plan do not require a college degree. 75% don't require an associate's degree. The American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to build America. That's what it is.
Well, that's good of you to say, but what exactly is it? As a matter of fact, before Billy Bob here got involved, 66% of the jobs that were out there did not require a college degree. I know because I was screaming and railing against this. I was talking about how easy it is to tell these kids to go to college. Go get into debt for $100,000+. And I'll tell you what, if he says that he's wiping the debt clean of these college students, how far back is he going to go? Does Tammy get her money back? No, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro's going to join me, I hope. And I can't imagine he's listening to this and his stomach's okay. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is addressing a joint session of Congress this hour, where he's expected to roll out his American Families Plan, a $1 trillion package for education and child care programs. His speech is being delivered in front of a limited audience due to the pandemic. Just 200 people are in the chamber. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will deliver the Republican response. And the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and City Attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department Wednesday asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. following the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protest after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts and coordinate solutions for reform. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. I'm a pleasure to have you with you. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just get him on. I mean, I am. I tried to watch the first few minutes of Joey B going off, and the lies were so deep. It was hitting the top of my boots, and I had to get out of the room. I couldn't handle it anymore. But let's bring him on because he's a lot smarter than I am. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's an author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. I don't even know if they exist anymore. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, thanks for being with me. You something we can reconcile, man? Seriously?
You, every time you say that, it would take some leadership, but it's going to be a little rough. But today is a good day because we know there were more than enough signatures to put the recall on the ballot, and someone, one of the two of us, said it couldn't be done. Was it me?
I can't. You know what? I'd have to go back and check the show. But
okay, Warner Wolf. Let's check the videotape.
That's right. I mean, yeah, the one that can't be found. There's a bunch of hard drives in the trash. Go see if you can find out which one it was.
Exactly.
Well, listen, what do you want when you have a whole bunch of right-wing MAGA wackos that, push this thing, and it's all because of them that Newsom is getting recalled, right?
Okay, Gavin. I actually, of course, what you're referring to is Gavin Newsom is claiming that's how this is all a Trump-driven thing. I hope he actually keeps that up. Because every time he does it, he insults the Democrats who are for this. And over 30% of Democrats want him not to run again next year. They're done with him. And as he is an independent, a majority of independents. So if he keeps this up, well, that'll help us.
Yeah, I find it interesting, though, that truly he's not a... He might be self-centered, but he's not a stupid man. I mean, he's got to know what's going on up there. And they're doing their old playbook where if they believe if they say it enough times, we're going to buy it that the fact is that he's doing a great, he's doing a great job, right? I mean, the vaxes went out on time. The schools are back open. God has put a rainbow over the state. Everything's just hunky-dory. Why would we want to replace him, right, Tom?
I don't agree that he's that smart. Let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
Recently, he wanted to change, the law changed as to who could become a sheriff. He wanted to require that all future sheriffs have 4-year degrees. At the same time, he said he wants more diversity in the force. And the sheriffs most of them are white, fed to them, you can't do both. Because the graduation rate is dramatically higher for whites than it is minorities. And he was unaware of that. So don't tell me he's that smart. He's not.
Well, I think to pull off some of the things he has pulled off, he's either got people hiding around him. They're doing.
He does have people like Nancy Pelosi, like Getty. He has been led a charmed life and had to fight for nothing to get to where he is. He's an empty suit, and that's why he's where he is. Not because he earned it the old-fashioned way, and he's not good at his job.
No, I agree with you. He didn't earn it. No. Yeah. No, I agree with you.
What has he done well?
Oh.
Listen to him, he'll tell you he's great. But I'd like to know a single thing that they did well.
Well, do you remember, I think it was him and Garcetti that were sitting around talking about what a great job they did at Dodger Stadium, and look what they did, and they opened it up, and people go there and get shots, and then you start reading later on that there were people in line 7 and 8 hours, okay? There were virtually no porta-potties. People were doing their business in their pants, in their cars, because they had no place to go. They had to stay there, wait to get the shots. And I thought that was, you know, again, mainstream media's not putting any of this stuff out there. They think they've got it all together. And now they're talking about these, what, these dope dens, these drug dens, where they're going to be a safe place for the druggies to go and use illegal narcotics in a safe space in the city. It's just amazing to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are two biggest cities, or two of the biggest cities, San Francisco and L.A., are dying.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that? It's not the people of California. It's its leadership, and that's what we're facing here.
But Tom, even with all that, do we have? Is there? And I know not everybody has surfaced, maybe, but seriously, is the state ready? Can we pull it off and actually have a? I'm not talking about a Schwarzenegger Republican, a real Republican governor in the state.
Okay. By the way, the election hasn't been even called yet.
I hear
so there's
you.
No reason to, and at this time, last time around, even Tom McClintock had not even declared.
Yeah.
He had not declared. So let's not say that it's too early. Where is time? Candidates will surface. This will succeed.
Okay. Now, you were right last time, so I'm going to hold you to this one, too.
Oh, listen to you.
Hey, I'm Italian. You only get one shot at it. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, I don't know. Did you catch any part of the Biden bumbling, you know, babbling?
His alternative truth? Yes, I did. I don't know if you're aware that government built the Transcontinental Railway. Now, for the three companies that actually built it, this is a surprise. In fact, the American railroad system was built by private companies until government came along, and it's not nearly as efficient now. So for him, look, they get alternative facts. It's a kind of like a State of the Union, where he gets to say whatever he wants. We know the Washington Post has shut down their fact checkers, so we won't. That won't be going out there. And as you pointed out and reminded me, he's taking credit for all the vaccines, even though after he got his vaccine, he claimed there wasn't even a vaccine when he took office. So what are you going to say?
No, nothing. And nobody is going to call him out. Mainstream media right now is just, they're just oohing and eyeing over everything that he's saying and doing. He's going to push for the $15 an hour minimum wage. You and I already know that doesn't work. You know, you've seen major cities that have seen, you know, declines in sales tax because people move. They won't go to a restaurant when you have to pay these people $15 an hour and you have a $27 hamburger. It just doesn't work. And he's talking about the green jobs, the American Jobs Act, and he's talking about the millions of jobs going to be bringing in. And we've already heard over and over again, and not from Republicans, but from independent sources, they'll actually lose millions of jobs over this. But people are buying it. I'm totally floored by this.
Well, Well, don't be too sure they're buying it. The reality is that his Kamala's approval ratings the worst ever for a vice president at this stage. Joe Biden has already slipped into danger territory. It's historically low. And this notion that they're going to raise taxes, ground the economy, and let the border open and on and on and on. Next year, there's a fair election. They're going to get swamped in the House.
Well, look at, you know,
so say they're buying it all.
Well, look, they're talking about the capital gains tax. There are a lot of people with money that got behind Biden, gets behind the Democrats. They constantly get eaten up with this stuff, and they keep going back to the well. You know, where I get irritated is, you know, when we say the American people are getting it or what have you. Obama got elected twice, and now he got elected the third time, for all intents and purposes. These are the same failed processes. These are the same failed things.
100%.
What's that? That Obama won, 100%. Right?
100%. Yeah, 100%. And it's actually more liberal than Obama.
Oh, yeah, because I think you've got Kamala and team behind him that I feel, or I have nothing, I don't have any proof, but they're making all the decisions for him. They're laying out, here, sign this, Joe. This will feed poor kids. And he's signing these things. You know, you look what they did with Giuliani today. They did, personal opinion?
Yeah.
They didn't go in there to find out what Giuliani had to get himself in trouble. They went in there to see what they can pump up on Trump. That's my personal opinion. I don't know if you're in the same place.
Well, certainly that's possible. This idea that you can take it, the goods of attorneys is very troubling. And, yeah, we have a weaponized DOJ again, a weaponized FBI. And, look, I'm not going to disagree with you. His policies are ludicrous. They're going to harm the country.
We'll be back more with Tom Del Beccaro after the break. Don't go far, and don't watch, Joe. You'll just get sick. It'll take you all night to feel better. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Do 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 do.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution. Tom DelBacaro joins me, and I always appreciate the time that he gives us when he's on with us. He's an author, a speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Pick up his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I'm sure you'll get something out of it. But we're in the twilight zone again as far as I'm concerned. And, Tom, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always good to be on.
You know, in watching Joey, I have a hard time calling him president. I lovingly refer to him as Joey B right now. Here he is. He is investigating. I don't know if you heard about this, but now they're investigating police departments across the country to try to find subversives, to try to find, patriots for all intents and purposes. People that are true conservative, true patriots or what have you, they see them as a threat to this country, which I just find amazing. And yet, look at what's happening in the streets. Look at what's going on in Chicago and Portland and Seattle. Still nothing from these people. It's got to scare you. It scares me.
Yeah, they've weaponized the DOJ and the FBI again. The Department of Defense, they've weaponized as well. It is beyond concerning how political they are making even our justice system. And with socialists, too. They hound good people and prevent them and do their best to stop them from running for office. They attacked Trump relentlessly, like no president had ever been attacked. Turned out all to be false. In the meantime, Hunter Biden's laptop. They lose that or don't seize that, but they go after Giuliani's, what Giuliani has. So, yeah, this is these are scary times to be sure.
And, Tom, he has information or had information on Hunter Biden. He had proof on what was going on with Hunter Biden, and they didn't take that today, believe it or not.
Yes, no, I totally believe it.
You're sitting there saying to yourself, what do they really want? But you're right. They have weaponized these organizations. I mean, next to the IRS, probably the most scary letters you can hear that you're involved with is the FBI. At one time, they were the most pristine law enforcement operations on the planet. And I have a family member, believe it or not, that actually was teaching at Quantico, was with the FBI about 30 years. And he was telling me where morale is and how bad it is right now, because they're being tagged with everything that the upper echelon is doing. They're being tagged with all the stuff that the management is pulling off or pushing on. And I feel bad for them. I really do. I feel very sad for them.
Yeah, no, and our country is in jeopardy because of it.
All right, so instead of talking about all the nasty stuff that we're doing and it's going down, tell me something. What would you, if you were in the president's seat or the seat where you had his ear, what would you do right now? What would you tell us to do to fight back or push back? People are thinking that we've got nothing. We can't push back. We've got nothing to fight with. And
pushed back in California and qualified the recall initiative. So the question is whether you sit on the sidelines or you do push back. And 30% of Democrats in this state don't want Newsom to run again. If that holds up in the recall election in the fall, we will win. So the answer is you can't just sit around. You can't say no. You got to do. And you know, thank God so many volunteers did do that. We got a record 2.2 million signatures. They're going to come out with even more data that shows that our margin was closer to 1.8 million. Which is a record, and you know, it's all about actually doing. So my suggestion for everyone is help with the recall. Go to rescuecalifornia.org, sign up, get our messages, and if we can create an upheaval in this state, it will be a unbelievable coup for the entire country.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, because and I don't know if you have the numbers or not, but there were more Democrats and independents that signed those petitions overall than there were Republicans, is what I was told, but I don't know how true that is.
Well, it's certainly true in L.A., and so what does that tell you?
Hey, if you pulled it off in L.A., then it's got to be the same in San Francisco, Oakland, and other places up and down the state. And look, the fact that he thinks he's done a fantastic job is scary in and of itself. Tom, where do people find you in your writings?
We're having an all-new website at politicalvanguard.com coming out next week.
Okay.
Go check out the last one, and then go check out the new one.
Okay, great.
All right,
Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
All right, take care.
Yep. Good to see your host, Justin, the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. You know, I love it when Tom's on the show because he's got so much information about what's going down, especially in the state. You know, in California, and he's right. You know, if you think about this, what goes on in California when it comes to education, when it comes to books being printed and what's going on, some of the legislation that happens here on sex education, that kind of stuff, it hits all the other states. At one point, the publishers would wait to see what California and Texas were going to pass, the two biggest purchases of books. And so they waited to see what they approved for curriculum and what books they were going to buy. And then they would push that on the other states. So for the longest time, California and Texas really called the educational curriculum for the rest of the country. That's going to be scary. That in and of itself is going to be scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't believe he's going to make the hour, isn't he? And I would love to hear, ultimately, I want to hear what he has to say, and we'll probably comment on it more tomorrow. It's always tough to do when he's on live and Trump was on live, and we were commenting on it. Now, Biden has tapped, I love this, Biden has tapped Kamala Harris. I mean, she hasn't even done the first job he gave her, has he? Has she? He's tapped her now to take over for, you know, to be the jobs czar, if you would. I would love to know exactly how she falls into that. How does she get that? She hasn't done what she hasn't done yet what she was supposed to do down at the border. And he thinks that she's going to do a good job on this? Biden said that he responded to the Russian attempts to interfere in the 2020 election. He's going to make it hard for them if they don't straighten out their act. Well, what's he mean by that? What's he going to do, wrestle them in the parking lot? No, really. I don't get it. He said he made absolutely clear to President Xi of China that he will defend American interests across the board, including the global economy. Not true. He's already given the pharmaceutical world back to them to a big degree. He's putting nothing up against them. And the president of China knows that he's got no spine. He said he told the president that we will maintain a strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific, just as we do with NATO and Europe. Not to start a conflict, but to prevent one. You can't prevent one if you keep running away from it. And here he goes off again. I'm going to have to wait till I hear the rest of this. But he's going off again with the white supremacy as a lethal threat. Isn't it funny how they've been playing this game forever? Racism, white supremacy. This is what's dragging down the country. Look, we didn't have this kind of issue with racism until Blamo stepped into the picture. And everybody says, no, no, he just brought it to the surface. No, 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 no. He didn't. People, even in the black community while Obama was president, felt that the race issue was worse while he was president. And it wasn't because he was president. Well, that's because you guys were mad that you had a black president. It's not true. I don't care what color you are. Get the job done. And if you're a white guy and you got the job done, I'm going to pound on you. If you're a black guy and you don't get the job done, I'm going to pound on you. If you're Asian, I'm going to pound on you. If you verbally pound on you if you don't get the job done. That's what you were elected to do. You know, Biden noted that 20 million Americans lost jobs during the pandemic, while 650 billionaires added more than a trillion to their net worth. Trickle-down economics has never worked. Really? It didn't work under Obama either then. Remember that under Obama, the rich did get richer. There were no raises to the middle class. That didn't happen until Trump got into office. But see, they don't take responsibility for everything. So really, when they were talking about this, it was... Everything that happened positive under Trump was because of the processes that Obama put in place. And I always said, if all it took was Obama leaving office for things to get better, why didn't he leave earlier? Didn't you love this place? Sure, we'll see your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up in the next hour. A lot to talk about. And maybe we'll tune in if he lasts that much longer. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.